This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for Christine Lauren. First name, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Lauren, Lima, Alpha, Uniform, Roger, Echo, November, L-A-U-R-E-N. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old white female that has been following the practice because of the presence of some proteinuria, and there was some deterioration of the kidney function. However, the patient has recovered the kidney function. He had laboratory workup that was done on September the 4th of 2024. In which the serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 18, the estimated GFR is 47, the fasting blood sugar is 92, the liver function tests are within normal limits. However, there is a protein of just 3.5. The hemoglobin is 11.5, it's slightly decreased. And the urinalysis is with 2 plus of leukocyte stearase, 20 to 40 RBCs, many bacteria. And the protein is negative. The patient has had several episodes of urinary tract infections. The urologist has been involved in the case, and he was given low dose cephalosporin.
She thought she was on a blood pressure medication that she was just.
However, the patient recently developed profuse diarrhea, and she was also found with a pancreatic insufficiency. Okay. The profuse diarrhea was most likely associated to the chronic administration of antibiotics related to the relapsing urinary tract infection. The antibiotics were discontinued.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Since E. coli was isolated, the treatment for E. coli was order. The patient respond to the therapy. She was given Creon. She's taking 36,000 units before each meal. And the patient has shown improvement. When we interviewed the patient, she wasn't taking the prednisone as recommended. And I have to keep in mind that the CH50 was low. Excuse me, the CH50 was with the normal limits, the C3 and C4 with the normal limits. However, the C-reactive protein was up to 56.6. And this test that I just mentioned were done on August the 23rd, 2024. Whether or not the patient had some activity of the infection in the gastrointestinal tract at that time is the most likely situation. In any event, the patient today comes with a blood pressure of 90 over 60, she has to go back on steroids. That is my feeling, that she gets a good response. And at a dose of 5 milligrams on a daily basis, the side effects are going to be minimal. Number two, polyneuropathy. Number three, CKD stage 3A that is stable. Number four, there is no evidence of significant proteinuria. Number five, the patient has essential hypertension that seems to be under control. Whether or not this patient has adrenal insufficiency is a consideration. The patient is going to see the rheumatologist, Dr. Torres, in a short period of time, and I am going to defer the treatment to Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Period paragraph, the time spent in reviewing the lab and the past history were 12 minutes in the face-to-face, 18 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.